From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. It's 2 p.m. and that means it's time for another edition of Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you folk and roots music for the next 2 hours. I hope you'll stay tuned. We'll begin the show today with a new release from Uncle Sinner from Winnipeg. This one, Policeman, is off his new album, Everybody Wants to Know How I Die, which came out on December 11th. It's a traditional American song that Uncle Sinner adapted from Reed Martin's version.
Policeman come and didn't want to go this morning. Policeman come and didn't want to go this morning. Policeman come and didn't want to go. I laid him down with the 44 this morning. I got a secret I'm gonna tell this morning. I got a secret I'm gonna tell this morning. I got a secret I'm gonna tell. There ain't no heaven and there ain't no hell this morning. This morning, two little babes lying in bed this morning. Two little babes lying in bed, one of them sick and the other half dead this morning. Old bullfrog sitting on the bank this morning. Old bullfrog sitting on the bank this morning. Old bullfrog sitting on the bank, skin that frog from flank to flank this morning. My old horse up and died this morning. My old horse up and died this morning. My old horse up and died. The old gray mare, she cried and cried this morning.
Here's what you find. The ruins and ashes lie scattered around. The jungle is empty and bare. The shanties and tents are all burned to the ground. Not a fire or a friend anywhere. A rich man, he lives in a house made of stone, high on a hill looking down. A poor man, he lives in a tar paper shack, way out on the backside of town. But a rich man don't worry about his fine house. It's protected like you never saw. While a poor man gets railroaded out by the cops, his house gets burned down by the law. A poor man is fighting for all that he has. He stands with his back to the wall. A rich man, he spends nearly half of his life just chasing a little white ball. But a rich man, he says the Tig Holla must go. It's a place where the crooks run to boo. But don't you suppose if you burn down the bank, you might flush a scoundrel or two? And don't you suppose if a bum with a torch set fire to some big fancy hall, the cops would come down like a bloodthirsty hound and just flat nail his hide to the wall? It seems like the laws are all made for the rich. They've got you boys win, lose, or draw. Well, try as you may to keep out of their way, you just get burned out by the law. Apartheid, internment, conscription, partition and silence. It's the law that they made to keep you and me where they think we belong. They live behind steel and bulletproof glass, machine guns and spies. And tell us who suffer the tear gas and torture that we're in the wrong. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or pour tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes. No time to ask why. The wail of the siren is the cry of the morning. The rebels, the fighters and all, and the strikers who fought with the cops at the factory gates, the sons and the daughters of unnumbered heroes who paid with their lives, and the poor folk whose class or creed or belief was their only mistake. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes. No time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is the cry of the morning. Sacco, Vanzetti, Connolly and Pierce in their time. They came for Newton and Steele and the Panthers and some of their friends. In London, Chicago, Saigon, Santiago, Cape Town and Belfast. And the places that never made headlines, the list never ends. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes. No time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is the cry of the morning. Are only a few of the everyday cops on their beat. The CID branchmen and spies and informers do their job well. Behind them the men who tap phones, take pictures and program computers and files. And the ones who give the orders which tell them when to come and take you to a cell. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes. No time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is the cry of the morning. Sisters and brothers, the will to fight on. They say you get used to a war, but that doesn't mean the war isn't on. The fish need the seas to survive, just like your comrades do. And the death squad can only get to them if first they can get through to you. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes. No time to ask why. The wail of the siren
is the cry of the morning. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is the cry of the morning.
Just heard Roy Bailey with If They Come in the Morning. Bailey was an English sociologist and musician known as a member of the group 3 City 4. Jack Warshaw composed the song in 1974. He's an American musician who moved to England in the 1960s to work as an architect and stayed there because of the folk scene and his resistance to the Vietnam War. That version is from Bailey's 1994 album Band of Hope. Before that, we heard Utah Phillips with Pig Hollow. He was an anarchist folk singer, storyteller, and labor organizer from Ohio who rode the rails throughout the United States and worked as an archivist, dishwasher, and warehouse man at various points in his life. That's from his 1997 album, The Telling Takes Me Home. It's his own song. To kick off the show, we heard Uncle Sinner with Policeman. We'll hear one now from Sarah Ogan Gunning. She was a folk singer from Kentucky, as were her half-sister Aunt Molly Jackson and brother Jim Garland, all of whom wrote and recorded music. Gunning was briefly involved in the New York folk scene in the 1930s and was later rediscovered in Detroit in the 1960s and played at Newport Folk Festival in 1964. This one, Dreadful Memories, is from her 1965 album, Girl of Constant Sorrow. Both Gunning and Aunt Molly Jackson claimed ownership over the song. Gunning claimed to have written it in New York around 1938 and taught it to Molly later on.
Dreadful memories, how they linger, flood my soul, how the workers and their children die from hunger and from cold. Hungry fathers, worried mothers, living in those dreadful shacks. Little children, cold and hungry, with no clothing on their back. Dreadful gun thugs and stool pigeons always flock around our door. What's the crime that we've committed? Nothing, only that we poor. When I think of all the heartaches and all the things that we've been through, then I wonder how much longer and what a working man can do. Really, friends, it doesn't matter whether you are black or white. The only way you'll ever change things is to fight and fight and fight. We will have to join the union. They will help you find a way how to get a better living and for your work get better pay.
I hate the capitalist system. I'll tell you the reason why. It's caused me so much suffering, and my dearest friends to die. Perhaps you'll be wondering what it has done to me. Well, I will tell you right now, my husband has TB, brought on by hard work and low wages, and not enough to eat. Going naked and hungry, no shoes upon his feet. I had a blue-eyed baby, the darling of my heart. But from my blue-eyed baby, its mother had to part. Oh, them rich and mighty coal owners, all dressed in jewels and silk, while my darling blue-eyed baby, she starved to death for milk. Oh, what can we do about it? To work to set things right. I tell you, Mr. Capitalist, we're gonna fight, fight, fight.
Says he's an American. Oh, hey, Pete, hey, what do you say? The judge wants to send you far, far away. Oh, hey, Pete, hey, here's what we say. We're behind Pete Seeger all the way. Now, one thing Mr. Seeger finds very ominous is the way the powers seem to plan on bombing us. After all, he's a ballads they tell me you sing, well, they sound to this court like they're mighty left wing, and a left wing is an American. And it's hey Pete, hey, what do you say? The judge wants to send you far, far away. Oh, hey Pete, hey, here's what we say. We're behind Pete Seeger all the way. Now left wing, they tell me, smacks of socialism, and socialism sounds to these ears like communism, and anyism is an American. So the judge says to Pete, well, what do you say? Who were your friends and what did they say? And were they an American? Oh, hey Pete, hey, what do you say? The judge wants to send you far, far away. Oh, hey Pete, hey, we say we're behind Pete Seeger all the way. Now the judge says to Seeger, better make a full report, otherwise I'll have to hold you in contempt of this court. And you know contempt of court is an American. Pete says to the judge, now I'm sorry to retort, there's a little thing I'll have to show you in this court, and that's how to be a free American. Far, far away, oh, hey Pete, hey, here's what we say, we're behind Pete Seeger, oh.
just heard Karen James with the Pete Seeger song. She's a folk singer who grew up in England, Spain, and France, and moved to Canada as a teenager. That one's from her 1961 self-titled album. Pete Seeger was one of many left-wing people in the folk scene who were persecuted and blacklisted in the United States during the 40s and 50s. Before that, we heard Seeger with I Hate the Capitalist System. Seeger was a folk singer and activist from New York who advocated for civil rights, environmental causes, and peace through his music for over 70 years. That recording is off his 1985 album, Can't You See the System's Rotten Through and Through? The song is by Sarah Ogan Gunning, who wrote it in the 1930s when she had just lost her mother and baby, and her husband was dying of tuberculosis. We heard Gunning before that with Dreadful Memories. We'll hear one now from Leon Rosselson, a musician and children's book writer from England who first became widely known in the 1960s. This one, Child Killers, is from his 1999 album, Harry's Gone Fishing.
It felt like I was in a kind of dream, like I was there, and yet I wasn't there. They looked surprised, they watched me taking aim. I warned them, but they never thought I'd dare. They thought that I was weak, they called me fat. They teased and taunted, so they had to pay for it. They didn't know there was this other me. I held the gun the way they'd always taught me to. I was this other boy, the one they couldn't see. And this was something he just had to do. America, America vows to protect its citizens from all attacks wherever they may be. America, America, leading the fight to make the world a safer place, peaceful and free. It's like I said, the dream that I was in, the dream was mine, and I was in control. I felt such power when I raised the gun. They were like targets up against the wall. I heard the screaming somewhere in my head. You know, I never thought that there'd be so much blood. I fired the gun the way they taught me to. The gun was in control, yes sir, the gun was mine. I had to punish them, it's just like what we do to Thatcher Dunn when he steps out of line. America, America vows to protect its citizens from all attacks wherever they may be. America, America, leading the fight to make the world a safer place, peaceful and free. Some of them were praying when they fell, just like a movie, and I was the star. I don't know what I was supposed to feel. I was surprised at just how dead they were. And after, when I'd emptied all my anger, I felt this superpower in my trigger finger. I didn't think that it was wrong, you know. I got the gun from Santa Claus for being good when I was six, and all I wanted was to show I was the toughest in the neighborhood. America, America vows to protect its citizens from all attacks wherever they may be. America, America, leading the fight to make the world a safer place, peaceful and free. America, the beautiful, God shed his grace on thee. Watch the eagles soar across the sky while wading in a stream, and tread lightly on our Mother Earth in peace and harmony. Come together, all you people who are dying to live free. It all belongs to the Creator who created you and me. We just want to keep the wilderness, the woodlands and the streams, as the breath maker of us all instructed, open, wild and clean. So beasts and birds and even whales roam freely and at will, on the earth and in the sky and sea, in the mountains and the hills. For we're the keepers of the land and water, fire and wind and air. And so for those children yet unborn, we ask you to take care. The Great Spirit made us all these things to help show us the way. So don't take them all away from is all we're trying to say. 'Cause we're not asking for the moon, and we're not asking for the stars, we're not asking for the sky or deep blue sea. They're only just on loan to us as far as we can see. It all belongs to the Creator.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Soldiers and Nixon's coming, we're finally on our own. This summer I heard the drumming for dead in Ohio. Gotta get down to it, the soldiers are gunning us down. Should have been done long ago. And what if you knew her and found her dead on the ground? How can you run when you know, when you know? na 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 na. Gotta get down to it. Soldiers are gunning us down. Should have been done long ago. And what if you knew her and found her dead on the ground? How can you run when you know? When you know.
Just heard Anders Osborne and Monk Boudreau with Ohio. Osborne is an American musician who's been playing since the 1980s, and Boudreau is a musician from New Orleans who's been performing since the 60s and acts as Big Chief of the Golden Eagles, a Mardi Gras Indian tribe. That's from their 2002 album, Bury the Hatchet. Neil Young wrote the song in 1970 following the Kent State Massacre, when the Ohio National Guard killed 4 unarmed college students and wounded another 9 during a rally opposing the United States' increasing involvement in the Vietnam War. Before that, we heard Periwinkle with For the Children's Sake. That's from a 1981 album called The Promised Land, American Indian Songs of Lament and Protest. There's not much else to be found about the artist, who goes by the name Periwinkle, though the liner notes for the album are worth checking out. They contain a lot of background on indigenous issues in North America. There isn't specific information about the song either, but on the page by the lyrics there are quotations from people like Malcolm X, who said, "If you are not careful, some newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing," and Sitting Bull, who said, "Let us put our minds together and see what kind of life we are going to make for our children." Before that, we heard Leon Rosselson with Child Killers. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we'll hear one now from Victor Jara. He was a Chilean musician, poet, teacher, theater director, and activist who was tortured and killed in 1973 during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. His work is widely remembered and celebrated for its focus on peace, love, and social justice. This one, Movial Oil Special, is from his 1969 album Pongo en tus manos abiertas, which translates to I put in your open hands. The song is in support of Chilean student protesters.
Latinoamericanos se tomaron de la mano, manda tirun tirun din en este hermoso Benín. Momios y dinosaurios, los jóvenes revolucionarios han dicho basta, por fin
basta.
Que viene el guanaco y detrás los pacos, la bomba delante, la paralizante, también la purgante y la hilarante. Ay, que son cargantes estos vigilantes, el joven secundario y el universitario con el proletario. Quieren revolución en la universidad, se lucha por la reforma para poner en la horma al viato y al nacional. Somos los reformistas, los revolucionarios, los antiimperialistas de la universidad.
¡Taco pez!
Los estudiantes chilenos y latinoamericanos se tomaron de la mano, mandan dirun dirun din en este hermoso jardín. Momios y dinosaurios, los jóvenes revolucionarios han dicho basta, por fin basta.
Late summer day, my love and I went walking through valleys and fields we walked, both laughing and talking. Came across an old farmhouse standing broken and bare. It used to be someone's home, now no one lives there. There's a red barn standing held together with nails and dust, and a tired old Massey Harris, all wires and rust. Weeds overgrown in the garden sown with care. Used to be someone's home, now no one lives there. Through the crack in the window pane, hear the sound of the falling rain. Another farm being left to run down, another family moved into town. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on the torn screen door, nobody lives here no more. There's a red barn standing held together with nails and dust, and a tired old Massey Harris, all wires and rust. Weeds overgrown in a garden sown with care. Used to be someone's home, now no one lives there. Through the crack in the window pane, I hear the sound of the falling rain. Another farm being left run down, another family moved into town. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on the torn screen door, nobody lives here no more. Work the fingers to the bone, nothing left they can call their own.
packed it in under lead and skies. Just a week waving them goodbye. Had a line that they tried to say, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on the torn screen door, nobody lives here no more. Hear the sound of the falling rain. Another family had left run down. Another family moved into town. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on the torn screen door, nobody lives here no more.
He's a happy home. He's a happy home.
just heard Bob Dylan with a live recording of Masters of War, made in Hiroshima, Japan, in February of 1994. Dylan originally included the song on his 1963 album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. Before that, we heard Trosna with Torn Screen Door. They're an Irish folk duo formed by Jer O'Donnell of County Clare and Trevor Sexton of County Limerick. That song's from their 2024 album, Lullabies and Fantasies. It's by Scottish-Canadian musician David Francy, who released it on his album of the same name in 1999. Before that, we heard Victor Jara with Mobile Oil Special. We'll hear one now from April Virch, Cody Walters, and Ferris and Jason Romero. Virch and Walters are a married duo based in North Carolina who began playing together in 2007. Virch is a fiddle player and singer from Rankin, Ontario, and Walters is a banjo player and guitarist from Kansas. Ferris and Jason Romero are a Juno-winning married duo from Horsefly, British Columbia, who have released 5 albums together. This one, Dear Brother, is from Virch and Walters' 2023 album, Passages and Partings. Virch wrote it with John Weisberger.
Dear brother, I hope this letter finds you. I don't know if you're still at this address. Still, I hope that what I write reminds you of the times we once knew happiness. Thankful I made it across the border, but it's cold and I don't have any friends. Still I know that life could be much harder, so I close my eyes and just pretend. Splashing me till I complain. Now I miss how you tease me when I shiver. How I wish we could go there once again. Pictures, all I have to treasure, all I took on the day I left our home, and it gives me strength beyond all measure every time I feel helpless and alone. I wonder if you know how much I love you, so much more could ever tell. Still I pray you can feel me thinking of you, so I won't say goodbye, just fare thee well. Dear brother, I hope this letter finds you.
Still on that theme, when I was on a tour in Japan several years ago, and across the bay in this southern island of Japan, I could see two volcanic mountains, kind of just triangles, cones. And that one of them, however, was like lopped off halfway up, as if some gigantic cleaver had come and just lopped off the top of it, the top half of it. And I said, what's the story there? And they said, well, they're taking the minerals from the mountain. Well, they were doing more than that. They were taking the mountain from the mountain. And if I hadn't already written this song about the practice of strip mining that goes on in America, I would have had to write it then. Two, three, one, two, three, one. there goes the mountain, father of fir trees, home for the grizzlies under its snow. Shorn of its timber, torn by the monster, taken by truckloads to the valley below. There goes the mountain, the avalanche maker, heaven's caretaker, breeder of streams. There goes the mountain, maker of thunder, torn down for the plunge. The mountain, creature of sunrise, giant by starlight, the highest and best, the roar of the engine, the first in his lifetime, will take what men value and spit out the rest. There goes the mountain, avalanche maker, heaven's caretaker, breeder of streams. There goes the mountain, maker of thunder, torn down for the plunder, remembered in dreams. Lord of the highlands, home for the eagle, catcher of snowfall for millions of years, bleeding in mudslides, robbed of its insides, a prey to the skills of the cruel engineers. There goes the mountain, the avalanche maker, caretaker, breeder of streams. There goes a mountain, maker of thunder, torn down for the plunder, remembered in dreams, remembered in dreams, remembered in
disaster sown by our beliefs. too soon. That final audit will begin. Each piece of pipeline multiplies thy sin. Every account sounds your complicity. Divest from fossil fuels, O RBC.
We just heard Vivat Virtut with Royal Bank of Canada. Vivat Virtut is the name Winnipeg artists John K. Sampson and Christine Fellows use to release music and other projects. That's from their 2023 EP, June 1st. The lyrics are by Sampson, with music by 19th century English organist and hymn writer William Henry Monk. Before that, we heard Tom Paxton with There Goes the Mountain. He's a folk singer and music educator who was involved in the 1960s Greenwich Village folk scene in New York City and has remained a fixture on the international folk scene since. That's from his 2004 album, Live in the UK, which he recorded with his friends Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer. The song is originally off his 1978 album, Heroes. Before that, we heard April Virch, Cody Walters, and Ferris and Jason Romero with Dear Brother. We'll hear one now from Chris Foster and Sinead Jones. This one, All That Is Different, is from Leon Rosselson's 1995 album, Intruders. Foster wrote it with Rosselson.
And will we see a barren world where only one God reigns supreme? A world where death is the only dance and every song is the same? Where all obey one single line and the colors fade to monochrome? Where forests fall and tarmac carves through meadow, hill and stream? Where day by day the wildness dies till there is nothing left to save? And will we see the earth put on a uniform grey as the